Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement and design every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G. Well, today we've got a fun show because this has been a week of design and construction week. This is when in the residential design and construction industry, the new products come out, the new stuff comes out, and with it being virtual this year, it has been a much more interesting way of doing it. I've been busy this week with 11 seminars from sitting in the DuPont Coring and Dura's booth doing a half-hour Q&A session to 10 seminars on the home technology stage. It's been a busy week, but I've still managed to be able to talk to some people in the booths, and it's a virtual booth situation, but we've had a lot of fun. First off, if you got questions, give us a call 24/7 in the studio, 971-233-8992. That's 971-233-8992. We're here to help, but let's start the show off today. I got a chance to sit down. Anytime I get a chance to sit down with some vice presidents of a company like Samsung and talk appliances, it's one of those things that I want to have that conversation. So let's run out to Rich and Owen with Samsung and start talking a little bit of smart home and smart home appliances. Especially, you know, I am a user of their Samsung SmartThings Hub. Let's talk about that.
Well, thank you for that. We appreciate the business. It's a great product.
It is, no question.
So obviously this, you know, being the very first virtual show that we've ever done, you know, the first things first was kind of making sure we had the right platform, right? And so for us, getting all of the virtual content developed has been a learning experience, and it's also been a really good experience because it kind of forced us to kind of get concise with our messaging. So that was kind of an interesting element. But for the show itself, Eric, we're going with the broad-based theme of create, customize, and connect. We're launching some products this year that kind of would reinforce that with our bespoke line of refrigeration. But we're also launching SmartThings cooking, which you mentioned, you know, SmartThings is one of the things in your home. Connected appliances is certainly one of the things that makes Samsung Samsung. And so let me, you know, maybe start out by talking a little bit about that and about SmartThings cooking, which is, you know, again, one of the premium launches. So what we're doing with SmartThings cooking is, you know, people are using their kitchens more than they've ever used. They're cooking more meals, breakfasts, lunch, dinners, and they want to experiment. They want to do new things. And so what SmartThings cooking does is it actually becomes an extension of our Smart Hub refrigeration. And what it can do, it kind of pulls your likes and your dislikes. If you wanted to have a special menu, like whether it's vegan or pescatarian or something along those lines, pulls your likes and dislikes, and then it can actually scan your refrigerator and understand what you have there, and then create recipes based on what's in your refrigerator, what you like and what you dislike. And then, you know, from there, it can actually create grocery lists, that connect to whether it's HelloFresh or Home Chef or things along those lines. Very, very cool. It's also nice because, you know, as you're cooking recipes and so forth, it's nice to kind of have it on your mobile device, whether that's a tablet or whether that is a smartphone. So SmartThings Cooking is new. It's on the vast majority of our ranges in refrigeration. So that's a good thing.
That's great.
I mentioned this. Yeah. I think it'll have broad-based application. One of the things that we really try to do at Samsung is have features and benefits that people use, right? I mean, if you have cool, flashy stuff, but no one uses it, you know, it doesn't add the punch and value. So we've really tried to lean in to those things that would be something people use every day. I'll talk a little bit about our bespoke line of refrigeration. And really, that's both the customize, the create, and the connect. It's all three. Essentially, what bespoke is, it's like the name, right? Custom and so forth. But you have the capability to customize both the outside skin, but also the inside configuration space. So it's based on the chassis and the platform of our four-door flex refrigeration, but it holds elements of different sizes. Within refrigeration, you have columns. And this actually has the ability to do column technology where you can have maybe a singular 18-inch refrigeration bay combined with two 18 or 24-inch freezer bays. On the outside, you can change the skins to eight different colors. Not just one time, but if you got sick of your kitchen and you wanted to go from like a navy to a charcoal, you can change the skin in a really seamless, clean way. And then from there, you can change the configuration of the interior. For example, in addition to the sizes and shapes, you can also change the function. Do I want extra refrigeration or extra freezer space? Finally, you can also even change where you want the ice, what type of ice you want. So a lot of cool function that allow you to create, customize, and connect. So I'll pause there and take a breath and see if you have any questions.
That thing is absolutely stunning. I'm a kitchen designer of 30 years, and it's amazing that it took the industry this long to come out with something like that. But it came out, and I saw it at CES, and I went, wow, okay, that's cool. My first question inside my head was, why did it take us so long to get here? Because it's such an obvious addition to refrigeration. However, nobody else has done it before, and stunning. And, you know, the designer in me looks at it and go, man, I can take whatever type of client that I have, whether it's a somebody that doesn't like to cook a lot that loves to entertain, or if I'm doing a kosher kitchen, I can do right. either way with it. And it's super smart. And, beautiful on top of that, I'll say.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I think it's also interesting that you can either, to your design point, you can sleek it up and kind of do it in a semi-recessed, you know, like built-in type of way. But you can also, you could tech it out and you could actually have Family Hub put into it as well. And it kind of, it again, allows the user different lifestyles, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, one person would never touch that. Another person, they'd use it every day.
No question. That thing is beautiful. And I really do like how you guys have been really one of the leaders out there on the, you know, on the smart things scale. I mean, you know, the cooking, I've been waiting for that to really start making sense. And I've noticed over the last couple of years, you know, went from, okay, this is kind of cool. Let's see how it really turns into everyday application. And now we're there where it's really has turned into everyday application as far as somebody as a homeowner can use it and it makes sense. It makes life easier. And to be honest, they don't really have to think much about it. It's just something right. that assists them versus takes over their life.
No, that's very, very true. I agree. It's got to be the means, not the end, right?
Yeah.
And it's a tool more than anything else. I agree completely.
You know, and it's funny because there's a lot of other, and I never speak bad about anybody, but there's a lot of things that are what I call countertop appliances out there that are labeled as smart, but they don't really have any value to that smart aspect of it. Okay, I probably won't ever use that, but now we're getting into the stuff that really kind of takes that mindfulness off of you to let the machine do that for you, so it's one less thing to worry about.
No, I think that's absolutely correct. And I do think more and more people are kind of you know, the pandemic is kind of more and more people are using services like HelloFresh and grocery services and things along those lines. And to be able to have those automated is a cool thing, you know, just shows up on Monday morning. And one less thing we have to worry about.
You know, my wife, we've had this battle. I'm the tech guy. She's not the tech guy in my house. And Julie's really good that way. But once she started getting into smart homes, you know, using smart home stuff, oh, I'll never use it. I'll never use it. All of a sudden now she's turning the lights on with her phone and in the app and doing those kind of things and locking the door and all those different things in the house. And it's funny how if people kind of open the door to letting it help them, it makes things a lot easier. I never forget to turn on my porch light at night. I know my garage door is shut every night. These things that you don't have to wake up in the middle of the night and go, did I shut that garage door before I came in?
Right.
All these things can get taken care of with that's basically with the SmartThings app.
And what I would just even add to that is it's accessible to everyone. You know, I mean, when I say that, it's kind of a more of a mass conversion. If you think about smart homes in the beginning, the early adopters, in order to do it, you'd have to use very expensive platforms that you know, there are two or three big ones that I won't fill in their names, but you know who they are, right?
Sure.
And you've got some big system integrator, and it can become a, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 type of package where you need that custom integration. This kind of allows it to be more of a something for the masses, which is a great thing. It allows it to puts it in the hands of the homeowner, not in the hands of the integrator, which I love.
That's the thing, and that's kind of where I've gone with all my stuff that I do, especially on the radio show, is if I got to bring a programmer in, I don't want to mess with it. It's just, right. I'm kind of trying to go down that, you know, down the, can I buy it off the shelf someplace and right. use it within 10 minutes? If it's right. taken me longer than that, okay, most people aren't going to have fun using this.
Right. No, it's true. It's absolutely true. And we've got some new stuff in store. One of the things that's great about Samsung and SmartThings, it's global. And so we're working on a couple of global things for Europe right now that we'll be bringing over to the U.S. and probably for next KBIS that I'm super excited about. So SmartThings is a platform, and it's just something we plan to build, invest, and scale.
I'll give you a tip that I've been telling every appliance manufacturer I talk to out there that I'd love to see. I'd love to see in the future that cooktop talking to the hood and identifying fires. So it goes, hey, I've got a 600 degrees in the hood. Something's gone wrong. That turns on ventilation, that turns off the stove. I've been pushing for this a couple years. So I'll wave my flag a little bit here and say, if we could get some safety into smart home stuff like that, I'd love to see that.
Right. So it's not just talking to the app and then to the user, but it's talking to each other and creating kind of responses.
Yeah, maybe it texts your phone and says, hey, warning, you know what I mean? And then it shuts the power, you know, shuts the power down, whatever that is on the range cooktop stove, and turns the fan on high, and it's alerting you and everything else in the house that, you know, Houston, we have a problem. Idea.
That's a great idea. I will pass that along to the product team. You know, it's funny. One of the things that's great about this show for us is that it's an opportunity for us to get market feedback. And so I mentioned the products that we're launching. We've got more, but this is an opportunity to put them in front of people. And even during COVID, we're launching, you know, like again, 8 new products that we're super excited about.
Nice.
That hopefully we can get good feedback. One other just quick thing that I wanted to mention is our laundry platform. We're launching 2 new laundry platforms. One is a top load agitator type of laundry, which is really just puts us in with the blood and the guts of single and multifamily builders. It's something that was not in our line here in the US. And so we're going to that type of an application. We dominate in front load. So we thought this was a natural place for us to have an agitator washer. So that's exciting. But the other big one is it's a luxury type of washer dryer, front load. And what it does is it offers performance like you've never seen, including like a 22-minute cycle, a wash cycle. The performance is incredible, but it also is super sleek. It's very minimalist. It doesn't look like a tech type of show, but there's tech behind the scenes, if that makes sense.
Nice.
So the tech is behind, not in front, and it's really a glamorous luxury look. that we're bringing to bear. You know, there are a lot of people buying luxury kitchens, and why wouldn't you want a complementary higher-end luxury laundry? And so we're launching both of those, and you know, again, both smart things and enabled. So yeah, exciting on that front as well.
You know, that's great. That 20-ish, you know, minute cycle is so huge out there because, as we all know, as we get better with efficiency, it takes longer to go through the cycle because we're using that water longer and not just refreshing it. So, you know, sometimes that 45 to 50-minute cycle of the, oh, no, I didn't wash this before the kids have to go off to school or whatever that is, that, you know, where life gets outside of your bounds, it's nice to see that quick cycle to freshen something up to get it out the door.
It's huge. And again, if you think about, we're doing more clothes because everyone's home and all of those types of things. If you only have an hour, you can do three loads of laundry. You know, that's kind of a big thing. You know, for someone who's managing a household.
Yeah, and we're doing so much more laundry these days because so many of us go out into public, you know, we're masked up, we're doing our stuff that we're doing. We come home, go, we should probably wash those, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't put it back on the shelf. Let's wash and sanitize it. I agree.
Absolutely. Well, what else do you guys have going on, or is that pretty much a wrap? You guys have always great stuff every single year. I'm always excited to walk into the booth every year and see what's going on.
Well, you know, a couple of things. You know, first I'll talk a little bit about floor care. And so while it's not a huge thing with single family builders, it's great for consumers, and it's great for consumers to complement their new home. We're launching this JetStick 90 and the JetBot, which is kind of more for hardwoods and things along those lines. This JetStick 90, though, that we're launching to compete in that space with Brand D and some of the other products out there. I have one myself. And what's interesting is what we're hearing from homeowners and from builders more than anything is health, 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 right? You know, how can I make sure the air is just pure and things along those lines? So if you've ever used a stick vac and then you push the magical button and the bottom drops out and there's this huge cloud of dust that kind of messes up everything that you just picked up. You know, I joke, but it happens, right?
It does.
Even if you try to be really neat with it, put it in the trash can, it still goes everywhere. So in addition to this JetStick, which is you know, more powerful and more adjustable than anything else, we have a clean station. How it works is, so imagine at the bottom, that little plastic container with all the dust and so forth, you pop it off. And then we have this clean station, which is, it's hard to describe, but maybe a 2.5 foot tall cylinder. Okay. And the lid pops up and you pop the plastic container on top of it, and it sucks down. It hermetically seals and sucks down all of the waste, so no dust goes anywhere. In addition to this JetStick, which is you know, more powerful and more adjustable than anything else, we have a clean station. How it works is, so imagine at the bottom, that little plastic container with all the dust and so forth, you pop it off, and then we have this clean station, which is, it's hard to describe, but maybe a 2.5 foot tall cylinder. Okay. And the lid pops up and you pop the plastic container on top of it, and it sucks down, it hermetically seals and sucks down all of the waste, so no dust goes anywhere, and it compacts into a little white, almost like, again, like a trash compactor. You can use it for probably 20 to 25 uses, and it packs it down, and then you just simply slide it out and throw it away. No dust. It's very, very healthy. This JetStick 90, I have one. I've used it. I had the other brand prior. It is head and shoulders one of the best new products that we're launching. And so would highly encourage you to take a look at that on the side. It's pretty cool.
That is awesome, because yeah, that's the problem with the trap door type vacuum. I don't care what brand it is you're trying to, you can't do it when the trash can's full. It has to be almost a fresh bag in there so you can get it down to the bottom, because otherwise you're putting a third of it back out into the space via dust and everything else. So that's a brilliant addition to that, to control that and actually keep it where, you know, that's, I've never liked bagged vacuums personally, but yeah. You know, that was always the only plus that I saw with bagged vacuums, was it was a little bit cleaner when I when I threw it away. But that's a best of both worlds category right there. I love that.
No question. And again, we're getting more and more into the floor care space. And so that should be a really fun addition to us. But those are the big launches that we have. And, you know, the only other thing that we're that I'm excited about, because I run the builder channel for Samsung, and we've redesigned and augmented and really kind of upgraded some of our existing products, some of our built-in, our freestanding ranges, some of our French door refrigeration. In French door refrigeration, nearly one in three these days is a Samsung. And so we've augmented the design, and at an entry level price point, you have clean, crisp lines that are not bulky. And so whether you're at an entry level budget, a mid level budget, or more of a higher luxury budget, we're giving you products that have that Samsung design look and feel, which I love. Certainly, as you go up the scale, you'll have more function and more feature, but you can have a clean, crisp, nice looking product that, again, I mentioned our theme was create, customize, and connect. And that though those more entry level products are being kind of more robustly designed and are also connected. So, you know, those are things that I think will resonate with builders, because, you know, they want to have budget matters, right? But at the same time, they want to have that clear price point progression that they can get upgrades and they can make that simple and easy to do. So, you know, I think we have a good message for folks. You know, we're walking them through the booth, which basically is this what we're doing right here, and I'll hit share and we'll go and walk through a website. You know, hopefully this is the last year that we do this. We look forward to being back with people. I've never given website tours before in my life, Eric. I'll let you know how it goes.
Oh yeah, I had to create my my Home Technology Zone stage presentations, which air on Wednesday. I had to get those things all cranked out at the last minute because of just the way the schedules worked. And it was, all right, we got 250 minutes of webinar to produce. Let's go, and off we went. So yeah. That I can't wait for to be able to walk up on stage and actually talk to people face to face as well. Wow. Doing that, because we're making it through this year. Looking forward to next year as well.
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. But
all right, thanks, guys. We've got so much more here ahead. Now let's jump out to our friends with Sharp, because Sharp has got, you know, Sharp is known for their microwaves, right? And that's what they've been doing for the last, you know, few decades. They've built their own microwaves. They've had a great time being just owning that market. Now they've turned into a full suite appliance company. Let's run out and see what Sharp has to say for 2021. And for this one, Sharp sent us the big guns. Let's get into the introductions.
You know, so just quick introduction of myself, since we haven't had a chance to meet before. So I'm Jim Sandusky. I'm president of the Sharp Home Electronics Company of America. So it's basically Sharp's consumer products group over the United States. And then Peter, if you want to introduce yourself.
Sure. I'm Peter Wheatfald. I'm Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing for the group. I report directly to Jim. And again, Sharp Home Appliances.
Excellent. Excellent, guys. Well, shall we dive in? You know, my background, I'm 30 years as an interior designer.
Thanks for having us, Eric.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity to speak with you.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it as well. So, you know, with, fresh 2021, we're moving forward here and we're at the beginning of KBiz IBS. What's going on with you guys? It's fun and exciting for 2021.
Yeah, it is. You know, the business, as you know, in the home appliance business is really booming. I mean, with people spending more time at home, people are deciding to upgrade their kitchen. So it's been a really good, 9 months. I mean, put aside the bad things about the pandemic, it certainly has been good for the home appliance business. And so, we're here at KBiz, obviously attending virtually. We were on the floor last year, and mm-hmm. we're hoping to do that again this year, but circumstances prevail that we can't. So. So anyway, what we're looking to do to show in our booth, we have a couple different things. Is one is from a 30,000 foot level, Sharp is really the first Japanese brand to be bringing an entire kitchen suite of products to the United States market. And if you compare where we were last year to where we are this year, we really now have the complete kitchen suite with refrigerators and dishwasher in our lineup to complement oven and other cooking products as well. And then, so we have that going on. We'll be showing again our refrigerators and dishwasher and other products. But one of the big announcements we're making at the show is a product that we're really well known for, which is the microwave drawer. And we've come out with different iterations over the years. But one thing that people have always asked us is, when will you come out with a convection microwave drawer? I mean, this has been something we've been asked for more than 10 years, I hate to say. And finally, we're ready to do it. In fact, we're going to be starting manufacturing at the end of this month, and we'll be in market in March. So a convection microwave drawer is one of the new products that we're showing this year.
That's one that I've been asking for as well for a while, because it was like, okay, we're this far. I love the drawer concept. It works well. I've got a microwave drawer in my house, so I totally get it. But at the same point, I mean, it makes so much sense, because I hate putting microwaves, and you guys have owned the microwave market as the leaders for decades now, is in my opinion out there. It's
Thank you.
And that's your reputation. And I always tell people, it's like, well, you might have another brand microwave, but I got a feeling I probably even know who made it. But you know,
we're pretty excited, because we've actually sold since 1962 worldwide 140 million microwave ovens. That's a big number. And in the United States, you know, we actually manufacture the convection built-in microwave drawer, and all of our microwave drawers are made, believe it or not, get ready, guitars, Memphis, Tennessee.
Nice. Yeah, that's so awesome.
Yeah. And so, as you probably know, we build for ourselves, we build for others. And as Jim said, they've been waiting for 10 years. And the really nice part about the new convection microwave drawers is that it's got multiple trays, so you can stack up and down. It's not putting in one particular food type and then just cooking it. You can stack it up. It comes with its own app, so you can actually work on the app itself and not touch anything, right? You can go ahead and set the timing, set temperatures. It's got sensing. By the way, for all of those that love it, yes, you can air fry in the new.
Ah, there you go.
Microwave convection drawer, which everyone else has asked for too. So we're very fired up about the cooking heritage. And, you know, we're using that sort of as our powerful showcase to drive our new built-in, as Jim said, the first Japanese company worldwide, built-in edge-to-edge black glass European design kitchen. And the real benefit, it's a mass premium product, but it's priced in a way, you know, it looks like a really high-end premium black edge-to-edge glass, but it's priced in a way that can open up the entire country for those that are looking for, you know, putting a brand new kitchen or parts of a kitchen into their home.
That's awesome. And you guys have really been known for doing that over the years. I mean, of building a fair priced, more luxury premium product. It's not one of those things it's like, ooh, yeah, if I could afford, I'd get that. It's something that's available and can fit into most people's budgets in many cases.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, Jim and I were talking earlier today, the metaphor about guitars in your background and instruments. I have my own recording studio.
Nice.
I'm a concert pianist.
Oh, cool.
And I actually said, I said to Jim, you know, it's interesting. If you're a chef or a cook or a designer of kitchens, you want all these different instruments. You know, you're going to cook today. I want my violin as part of the orchestra. I want my piano in. And so one of the things that Jim would love to talk about is the other big piece of our built-in kitchen, which is the superheated steam oven.
Nice.
The brand new 24-inch. Jim, I'll let you. He has so much affection for it. But this brings not only convection cooking in the built-in microwave drawer, but now chefs, cooks, many homes are beginning to understand the benefit of steam and superheated steam. Jim, you want to mention that product?
Yeah, sure. So it's a 24-inch width. It's our second-generation product here in the United States. And what's really neat about this is we've designed it to where it can go underneath the top of a counter. So it can be installed, let's say, in a kitchen island, mm-hmm. you know, underneath the counter, same spot that you might put a microwave drawer, for example. And so that just opens up more possibilities for more people to find a place to put it within their kitchen. And this Super Steam oven is really three ovens in one. So number one, it's a convection oven, right? So you can do your traditional, you know, heat-based baking with it. Mm-hmm. Number two is it's a steam oven. So, you know, 212 degrees, you can steam vegetables, and that's all very healthy and everything. But then the real thing that sets it apart from anything else in the marketplace is that we take that 212 degree steam, which is water vapor, mm-hmm. we put it through another engine within the product, and we supercharge it, superheat it to 450 degrees, and then we expel it into the chamber. And when you expel it at 450 degrees, the water vapor is completely invisible, although we actually show a demonstration, you can light a match, you know, where that outlet is, because it's so hot. And when you're at 450 degrees, you can grill. You can grill a hamburger using nothing but water vapor that's been superheated 450 wow. degrees. And so the thing that's really neat about it is that, well, first of all, you know, you can get crispy chicken, you know, the crispy on the outside. And because you're cooking with moisture, it's tender and juicy on the inside. And in fact, you don't need oil, so it's more healthy. It kind of expels some of the salt from the food. So it's a healthier way of eating, and just a really delicious way of preparing food. So we're really excited about being able to show the attendees at KBIS this year that product.
That is great, because, you know, one of the big challenges dealing as a kitchen designer, you know, with my background in kitchen design, is that we'd always run into running out of space in tall cabinetry. You know, it's like, okay, especially in today's design of a very open kitchens where you've got that great room and all that other stuff. So you had to find a place for these, you know, outside of that double oven maybe that they've got, where you're going to find a place for it. Now you can put it in an island, which is great. You can put it down low and have a place to put it that makes a lot of sense. And, I mean, that is a multi-use appliance. So now you can do so many things with it. It's not like some of the other luxury brands that you have a steam oven, then you have a convection oven, and that's multiple appliances put into one spot, which is really handy because you can do so much with it. That's really cool.
Well, and we got to warn your listeners that once you cook with 485 degrees superheated steam and you brown it on the outside, it's moist on the inside. Remember, you're cooking with water.
Yeah.
So you're bringing that chicken. Chickens grew up on water. String beans grew up on water. Fish grew up on water. Cows grew up on water. Vegetables grew up on water. Everything grew up on water. And when you bring that water at that temperature back in, you're refreshing the string beans. You're refreshing the chicken the way it should be. Mm-hmm. But there's something else we have to talk to you about that we're fired up about.
Well, before we move off that topic, though, I do want to say one other thing. You mentioned about the flexibility, you know, to put it into a kitchen island. We also, you know, recognized in designing this product that not many kitchen islands have 240 volt electrical outlet there. And so through some, you know, some magical engineering of our staff, we're able to bring this device into market at 120 volts. So 120 volts, you know, so you just plug it into a regular wall outlet. And again, you have a convection oven, a steam oven, and a superheated steam oven. And so, you know, that's another big benefit of this particular product.
With no plumbing.
That was my next question. Well,
that's another thing.
Water well on the front. You just fill it up. It's good for a couple hours of cooking. It's really a fantastic. And by the way, here comes the bonus. Jim, should I tell him?
Oh.
It's made in Memphis, Tennessee.
How awesome is that? So no import issues.
And we also make it for others. But wait, Jim, I got to talk about one other important subject because I want to get Eric's opinion on this one.
Go ahead.
So we were bringing this product out. Oh, I don't know, a year and a half ago. And I went around. Jim makes me work hard. I'm traveling all over the United States, meeting with dealers and merchants, big box dealers, designers, architects, if you will. And I said, we're trying to make a market for induction cooktops. We know about the fossil fuels. We know about the best of breed cooking. The best chefs want induction, blah, blah, blah. We know about no noxious gases coming out. No carbon monoxide coming out. It's purity. What can we do to really drive the market? And everyone said to us, well, they tried to give away free pots and pans. Remember that, Eric?
Oh, yeah.
You buy an induction, you get free pots and pans. That didn't work.
Nope.
So what we said was, how about this?
Peter, maybe before you go into that, let me just back up and tell you kind of our thought process around induction cooking. So, you know, as we, you know, are really entering into the U.S. market in a big way with this kitchen suite of products, you know, it's kind of the old Wayne Gretzky success story. Why was Wayne Gretzky so successful in hockey? It's because he didn't skate to where the puck was. He skated where the puck was going. And so, you know, if you look at cooking globally, and Sharp being a global company enables us to have that global view, induction cooking is really popular in Europe. I mean, it's really caught on fire, particularly in the last decade. And it's catching fire and popularity in Canada as well. So we think it's just a matter of time before it comes into the U.S. market. And so for that reason, we really designed some cooktops that are indeed induction cooktops. And then, but as Peter says, you know, there's been challenges to date in terms of getting the American consumer to latch on to the benefits of induction cooking. It's kind of the best of gas cooking. It's the best of electrical cooking. And so, you know, with Peter's kind of brain power in brand marketing, came up with some ideas. So go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
And it took me 3 weeks to get my boss to approve it, because he's like, what are you talking about? So what we said was, if you buy the delicious, most aesthetic, architectural, the designers love black edge-to-edge glass design, what we'll do is, if you buy a 5-piece package, if you buy a 4-piece package, either one, which would be the refrigerator, the oven, dishwasher,
and
a drawer, and any drawer of ours, you will receive your choice, wonderful consumer, wonderful builder, wonderful designer, either a 30-inch or 36-inch induction cooktop. That's a $1,499 value or a $1,799 value. This is top end. This is white LED, 4-burner or 5-burner, best of breed. By the way, short stack. Eric, it's about 2.5 inches deep.
Nice.
So you can actually put your oven underneath it. It's beautifully designed, free of charge. So this says, if you love our European edge-to-edge black glass, if you realize the importance and the value of induction, we're going to give it to you for free. Now, if you said, well, my God, why would you do that? The answer is what Jim already articulated and promulgated, that we want to be known as the leader in the United States, forward thinking. So that's why we're driving convection, microwave drawer, superheated steam, 45-212 and convection in your island, and cooking the right way, which is induction, which, as you know, there's at least 15 to 18 cities who have outlawed gas, although we love to cook with gas, but I'm afraid too many people don't even turn their hoods on to exhaust it, and too many people don't even have makeup air through a hood in their kitchen. This is, by the way, Jim, remember, simply better living. Everything we're talking about is products that are very simple to use. They're better than choices out in the marketplace, and it's all about a healthier living lifestyle. Simply better living.
Yeah, I've been an induction fan since probably when I sold my first induction cooktop in the U.S., 96 maybe, you know, with one of the early other branded white, and nobody got it back then. I mean, they carried it for a couple years in the States and it got discontinued because nobody understood it. And I think it's a great way to cook. And especially with, I mean, I'm in Portland, Oregon right here. We, you know, shows nationally, but Seattle, Washington State is trying to pass a law now that all gas will be removed from homes, in all residential homes in the state of Washington by 2050. So not only can you not build new, they're going to eliminate it from residential homes and small businesses by 2050 up there if that law passes. So as much as people don't like radiant glass cooktops, I think we have to get the American public to think beyond the American glass cooktop that a lot of people don't like to cook on, and think of induction to what it is, a completely different way of cooking than that glass electric cooktop that they're so used to cooking on since the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's funny because I've cooked on it, and a lot of people have cooked on it, and, you know, if I have a big stock pot to do a crab boil with, I want that induction cooktop because it's going to boil that faster than my huge BTU gas burner that puts half the heat into the room. So
that's right.
It's a smart way to go. And for people that love to cook, that's the cooking appliance to have.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus efficiency, right? With gas, you're losing probably 40 to 45% is dissipating into the air.
Yeah.
Induction is just so perfect. So
it is. It is.
The finesse that you can do for cooking temperatures, right? I mean, you can melt chocolate, melt butter without risk of burning it because you can fine tune the temperature of induction cooking so finely.
Yeah. And that's the problem I have with I have a big 48-inch gas range, and if my wife was going to have one complaint about cooking on it, it's the low temperature stuff that's the hardest to do, and induction just has that dialed in. It's just so much better for people that love to cook.
Yeah.
No question. Well, this is exciting, guys. You have some absolutely great stuff coming up there, and I'm happy to talk to you guys today because so many people think of Sharp as a microwave company. And they need to think of you as a full appliance company now, because that's a really big change over the last few years.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yep. And now you can have. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now people can have everything matched. They can have that quality of the Sharp microwave and have everything else look beautiful with it, with the same brand, same style, and that kind of stuff. So it's a great way to go, and you don't have to mix and match now. You can just one-stop shopping.
Yeah.
And affordable too, right? So that's the other good key for premium product. So it's great.
Yeah, that's keeps in these days, affordable is a good thing because as we know with building material prices and everything else on remodels right now, remodels and new construction, the budgets are not going down, they're going up. And if you need a place to save and still have a place to where you can still get that luxury appliance, it's a smart way to go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
Well, thanks, appreciate guys, it. For coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's our pleasure.
And that's all the time we got for this hour. Stay tuned for the next episode coming up right after this, the second half of the radio show of Around the House. We'll be right back after these important messages. And, of course, thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.